Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about why I believe the NLRB is assaulting the franchise industry. The National Labor Relations Board is assaulting the franchise industry. You know, folks, in the United States, there are two primary ways to capitalize rapid business expansion beyond what you can put together with your own internal financial resources, your own cash, your own credit, your own investment. And that is outside investors, like when you go public, that's one. The second one is franchising. Instead of using your money to grow and expand rapidly, use other people's money and allow them to franchise your business model. And I want it the latter, the franchising. And how I believe that the franchise industry is in some jeopardy right now. Let me talk about the basic steps of the franchise model. First, an entrepreneur like you becomes a franchisor when you turn the best practices, the proven practices of your mothership found operation into a licensed intellectual property. You know, you've seen this yourself. You've seen someone who started a business of some kind, restaurant or otherwise, and it was so popular, you thought, man, anybody would want this anywhere in the country. And in fact, they expanded and they had operations across the region. First thing they do is they go regional, right? And then you find out that the people who are operating those stores in the other cities, other states, they're not employees. They're business owners, just like you, who bought a franchise. That comes to the second group. First, you got the franchisor that creates the franchise and the intellectual property, the processes. And then you got the independent franchisees who purchased this intellectual property and agree to follow rules prescribed by the franchise agreement about how the product, so to speak, is presented to the marketplace, the signage, the branding, the ingredients, how the wrapper goes on it, whether you use sweet pickles or dill pickles, right? All that is prescribed by the franchisor, and you have your own business, and that business operates with the instructions on how to present this product from the franchisor. You're the franchisee. It's your business, though. Everything else, besides those basic instructions about how to present the product, is up to you, including the hiring of employees, the management, the firing of all them, of employees, and it's your sole discretion as the franchisee. And you succeed or you fail based on your own ability and the local circumstances, right? So, as the headwaters of modern franchising, the U.S. is the global leader in this business expansion model. There are more than 3,000 franchise options in 75 industries. Did you know that? Almost 1 million franchise establishments out there. All are small businesses, basically. And those employ almost 10 million people and generate about 5% of the U.S. economy. Now, the franchising has been a big part of the American dream for thousands of entrepreneurs on both sides of the franchise agreement for over 150 years. Whether you're a franchisor or a franchisee. But, unfortunately, recent actions by the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, which every president gets to appoint people, and when there's a Republican in the White House, there'll be more Republicans on the NLRB board. When there's a Democrat in the White House, there'll be more Democrats. Well, that's what you've got now, 3-2, Democrat to Republican. Because of President Obama is in the White House. So, but the recent actions has put this part of the American dream, the franchise part of the American dream, in jeopardy. There have been labor complaints against McDonald's. All companies like this have labor complaints. Somebody's going to not, we got this many employees, everybody's not going to be happy. But the NLRB has taken those complaints, and they intend to sue the McDonald's Corporation and treat them as a joint employer with the thousands of lumping all the employees of all the franchisees together and calling McDonald's a joint employer, which is just isn't true, obviously, right? Because these franchisees are separate corporations, and remember, they operate their own businesses, and they succeed or fail on their own. And Kent Hoover with the American City Business Journal says he thinks the NLRB as a whole may adopt this standard for all businesses, which could be very dangerous. Connecting franchisee employees to the franchisor corporation is not only technically flawed, but it serves no benefit for either entity, whether the franchisee or the franchisor, serves no benefit for either one of them or for their employees or especially for their customers. So why would the NLRB do this? Why is the Obama administration doing this? What's motivating them to in such an unprecedented way, deviate from the historical treatment of the franchise industry by the NLRB? Well, there are two reasons: unions and Obamacare. Let me explain. As another straw man for the Obama administration, the NLRB pursuing this action on franchises gives something to the unions in return for the president opposing something that just happened. You know what it is, right? That's right. He just vetoed the XL pipeline, which the unions wanted. Well, the NLRB pursuing the McDonald's the way they're doing gives the unions something for that veto. With this single ruling changing the definition of a franchise employee, it would make it much more feasible for unions to organize down to the workplaces at America's last mile, like the burger and pizza franchises. My friends, this is a horrible thing. Also, franchisees typically don't have enough employees to fall under Obamacare employer mandates. This same ruling would serve to eliminate that distinction. So with one fell swoop, they get the unions happy, and they get more people under Obamacare. The NLRB, my friends, must not be allowed to disrupt the proven and productive relationship between franchisor and franchisee the way it's been for 150 years. The franchise model produces entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship produces economic growth, which produces the American dream. Tell your member of Congress to stop the NLRB's assault on franchises. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Right now,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.